Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Tomorrow, when many American smokers will vow to give up cigarettes, the entire nation of Vietnam will launch a new national effort to control smoking. A new Vietnamese law bans smoking in many public places: schools, factories, libraries, offices, hospitals, on public transportation. And a year from now, the government plans to extend that ban to bars and restaurants. It's a big change for a country with one of the highest smoking rates anywhere. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Hanoi.
On an early evening in Hanoi's ancient quarter, an open-air corner cafe is buzzing with friends sitting at low tables. They knock back beers, eat stewed snails, and light up their favorite smokes. Nguyen Hain, a local official, appears to be several beers into the evening, and he says he's 30 years into his smoking habit. He's heard about the new smoking ban.
No way.
I would totally agree with the ban.
But you smoke, so why do you agree?
I am smoking, but I know it's harmful to the others, so I would not smoke in public places if it caused harm to the others.
Nguyen Hain's friends all nod their agreement. They say they know smoking is bad for them, too. In Vietnam, smoking kills 3 times more people than traffic accidents, according to government figures. That's saying something, given the chaos in some of Vietnam's streets. Nguyen Hain says even he coughs a lot these days, but give it up? Come on. He and his friends say they won't stop smoking until factories stop producing cigarettes, and that's not going to happen. In fact, some anti-smoking advocates suggest Vietnam's anti-smoking efforts don't reach far enough. For instance, Vietnam's tax on cigarettes is about 45% of retail price. The World Bank recommends it be almost double that. Fines for those who violate the smoking ban are also low, under $6, and even companies that sell excessively high tar and nicotine cigarettes only have to shell out a couple $1,000s in fines. Dr. Bích Ngọc Nguyen is with Vietnam's Public Health Association. She says it's good to have the new smoking ban, but it's all about enforcement. And she says enforcement of even existing smoking regulations is weak. Tobacco is still a big business in Vietnam, bringing the government hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue each year. And then there's the fact that, for many Vietnamese men, smoking is an essential social lubricant. In leaner days, a pack of cigarettes could grease the wheels of bureaucracy, get you past a checkpoint, or give soldiers on the battlefield a boost of morale. But the message that smoking kills seems to be at least partially getting through, not just in Vietnam, but throughout the region. Several countries, including India, South Korea, and Japan, have recently enacted their own new smoking bans, and smoking in Vietnam is already on the decline. A dozen years ago, some 70% of Vietnamese men smoked. Now it's down to 56%. Hardly any women smoked then or now. Cigarette vendor Lee Toi Han says she supports the new smoking ban, even if it might hurt her business.
Because I know clearly that smoking is harmful to health.
Do you ever feel conflicted about selling cigarettes to people if you know that it's harmful for their health?
I know it is a conflict, but cigarettes are still made, and there is still demand for cigarettes, so we keep selling it.
But she doesn't touch the stuff, she says. It's bad for you. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Hanoi.